Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
Yo, could you please, please pass the billy, my G?
Sure thing. Whoa, that was a big old hit from that Zooter. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm... Wait, I think I might be...
Greening out! A sustainability-focused segment where Hoff Trough talks to local legends who help make Dunedin a cleaner, greener place. From worm ranchers and penguin protectors to community garden organizers, Greening Out is Radio 1's premier stop for all things sustainable.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, much better. Just give me the chippies, please.
Alrighty, it's time for Greening Out with Jacinta Steeds from Fedica. How you going this morning, Jacinta?
Yeah, good. Thank you. That's a great intro.
Yeah, it's pretty silly. It's pretty silly.
Great intro coming from work for me.
Totally,
great,
man.
Welcome. Thanks.
No worries. We're here to talk about some ecology stuff. But first of all, I want to touch on your last name, Steeds. Is this translated into like a being a fan of horses at all?
No. I think maybe it comes from like way back. Mm. Maybe my family were knights, I think.
Oh, really?
Or like looked after horses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm semi making that up, but it sounds about right, you know.
They could be like stable people.
Yeah, from England.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Doing stable stuff.
The Steeds from Leeds.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
No, it's good to finally meet you as well. Like, I feel like we're in very similar circles.
Yeah, I know.
But like Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
You're dating my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's good to have you on
the
show.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. He asked me for permission like a week before it was official, and I gave my blessing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was nice. I appreciated that. Thank you.
No worries. Well, you did pay me an exorbitant amount to get that done. But anyway, so we're here to talk about some predator-free stuff. Are you still involved with Predator Free Dunedin?
Yeah, that's my main gig.
Main gig?
Yeah.
Okay, so Fedica is connected to them.
Yeah, it's confusing.
Yeah, it is.
Confusing.
Straight up.
Yeah, so I'm employed by Fedica, which is an environmental consulting company, as an ecologist and science communicator.
Mm-hmm.
But the main work I do is for Predator Free Dunedin. So they're like my main client, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But that sounds a bit, I don't know, wanky, but but yeah, I work for Predator Free Dunedin, just kind of through Fedica, and then I do some projects for Fedica as well, so some like ecology restoration projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That's good to get that ironed out, because sometimes it's confusing and there's like layers of employment going.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter. Like, basically, I just work for Predator Free Dunedin and Fedica. It's probably easier to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So are you still the biodiversity monitoring lead at Predator Free Dunedin?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm curious to know then, what is your stance on cats at the moment? Because that is a very hot ecological issue, because it crosses like urban stuff, it crosses people's feelings.
Yeah, it does.
And I want to know the facts. I don't want to know the feelings.
Right. Well, yeah, I was going to say actually to that question, there's the facts and the feelings, and they're both important. So the facts are that, you know, cats are introduced to New Zealand, and they are a really big threat to our native wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
This is not getting into the social side yet.
Yep.
They do, like, are one of our biggest predators. They're just really smart and clever and great at doing what they do, which that's not their fault, you know, but they have, like, single cats have wiped out entire populations of native species.
Mm-hmm.
They're, on par with stoats, really.
We are, man. God.
So, yeah, they're a big issue, but the public perception's actually really changing around cats. Like, I think people are getting really on board with responsible cat ownership and this idea of, you know, if you have a dog, there's things that come with that. If you're going to buy a dog, you have to make sure you keep it on your property to an extent, and you can't just have your dog roaming around town. And that took a long way to get, like, that's only fairly recent, actually, that's been in place.
Mm.
And it's the same with cat ownership. We're just, kind of shifting to this idea of, you know, if you have a cat, maybe you should get it microchipped. And, you know, there's ways you can entertain it indoors more.
Yeah.
And I think, as well, it's one of those things where, as people see more native wildlife in their backyards, if that starts increasing, it might be a bit of a positive feedback where, you know, you kind of feel a bit more responsibility. Like, oh, I don't, there's all these native birds in my backyard.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want my cat. Anyway, I think attitudes are changing towards that, and especially people are becoming more comfortable with, okay, maybe feral cats can be removed, but not, you know, stray cats or pet cats. So there is a shift culturally to it becoming more acceptable, I think.
Yeah, I think the responsibility angle is a really important thing. It's super important.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, considering where you live as well, like if you're going to live in an amazing area with lots of biodiversity, then, yeah, maybe don't get a cat.
Yeah. Get a hamster or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of, like, seeing wildlife in your backyard more, there was recently a corridor hosted by Predator Free Dunedin on returning Taloka species to Otipoti.
Yeah.
What species were we looking at returning, and how possible is this in the near future? Like, what time scale are we looking at for reintroducing these species?
For sure. So I think the main speaker at the event was this guy, Paul Ward, who's from Capital Kiwi in Wellington. And he sort of talked on what they've done over in Wellington so far, which is really amazing work. It's similar to Dunedin in that they've got this huge landscape scale predator control project. And they've got an eco sanctuary as well, and there's like spillover of native species from that into the city. And then they've recently reintroduced kiwi into the hills around Wellington, which is pretty amazing.
So in the urban hills or in the like Insulandia?
No, so like not in the city, but kind of near Karori, if you know. So that's pretty amazing. And I think in Dunedin, one thing that's important to think about is that we've actually already got a lot here. So we're really unique in that we've got a town belt that's full of like Korimako bellbird and tui and kereru and like Titu Panamu, South Island robins are returning as well. So a lot of it is about continuing pest control and looking after those areas and supporting pest control around Otakonui Eco Sanctuary as well, so that things can spill out from the eco sanctuary and eventually come into the city. And then I think in there's the social thing as well. So, you know, if we want like kiwi in Dunedin, there's a lot that we'd have to change about how we're living our lives to get there.
To
you know?
Facilitate that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's big social change to happen. But I think once again, it's that thing of when people start seeing more birds in their backyards, then that makes them want to change and makes them want to change their behaviour because you feel more connected to that. So, yeah, I think it's hard to say, like, an exact timeline on when we could have things like that, you know, coming back into Dunedin, but really it's just about, you know, the amazing community groups continuing to do pest control, putting, like, restoring habitat. That's kind of underpins all of it, really.
Was there any talk about lizards returning and what we need to do to protect them? Because I think they have different needs.
I think, lizards, insects, plants, even all that stuff kind of gets forgotten about. And people focus on birds a lot. But yeah, there was a lot of talk about that. And, you know, it's sort of easy to notice birds and see when they're like disappearing or when they're coming back, but people sort of talk anecdotally about, oh, when I was a kid, you know, there used to be way more bugs splattered on the windscreen of the car. You know what I mean though? And then are like, oh yeah, but that's true, and that's our invertebrates are disappearing, and our lizards. So I mean, that does come back to cats again, especially the lizard aspect. Cats love playing with a lizard. So yeah, there's, you know, that social change. It's basically all comes back to pest control and habitat restoration.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of habitat restoration, your ecology masters involves examining an area's ecosystem. What area are you examining, and how do you determine whether an ecosystem is thriving?
Right. So is this specifically for my master's?
Master's, yeah.
So examining an ecosystem is all about monitoring, and that sort of should underpin all conservation work. You don't know how things are doing unless you're actively monitoring it. Like, you could be doing all the pest control in the world, but are you making a difference? Like, you need to monitor these things. In terms of my area, I was looking at limestone ecosystems near Oamaru.
That's right, yes, yes.
And the rare plant, there's like hundreds of rare plant species that grow only in limestone in New Zealand. So I was looking at restoring these areas. We already knew they were like mostly ruined. Just covered in invasive grass. So in terms of that, it was already a pretty ruined ecosystem. And I had more of a restoration role, so I was going in and looking at different methods of removing these weeds and what would be effective, and then looking at different ways of growing these plants and then putting them back into that environment. And it went well.
Nice. What was the best method of weed removal for these grasses?
Yeah,
was
so
just pulling them out.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, you know, you can mow and you can, like, use grazers and you can spray these things. But in the end, actually the best method is, because there's kind of limestone and then all this soil and grass on top that's accumulated. So if you just, you can kind of just peel it off or, like, use a digger on a larger scale.
Yeah.
And then that removes all the seeds underneath as well that are invasive. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a clean slate, whereas if you sprayed, you know, it's all still there.
Yeah,
and you're putting
a lot of horrible chemicals into the
yeah, 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 and there's problem. Still native plants around, so you're probably killing them too.
Yeah, bit of a mish, eh?
Yeah, so actually, just digging it up is the best method. Yeah, simple.
Mean. Okay, that's really cool to know.
Reset, you know.
Oh, what was my last question? I had one last question. I think it's just evading my mind at
the
moment.
That's all right.
But it happens to the best of us, you know. Happens to the best of us. But yeah, that sounds like a really, really awesome project, being able to go and restore some awesome land near Oamaru. That's real sick.
Yeah, it's great. And it's continued beyond me as well. You know, there's like a PhD student working there now, like following on from research I did and adding some new research to it. And it sounds like, yeah, it's really cool to hear that now DOC are actually removing huge areas of grass from that area and they're, you know, planting out these native plants, and the native plants are seeding and, like, creating populations. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
I remembered what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
I've heard of this thing, and I think I've seen it before. Old man's beard, the invasive weed.
Yeah.
I feel like that is, from what I've heard, is like a critically underreported on invasive plant.
Right.
Could you comment on that at all? I feel like, just from what I've heard, it's like smothering everything out in the wild.
True. It's one of many. It's terrible. I don't know.
Really, I've heard that's like uniquely like very bad. Is that the case, or is it just like another?
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. Yeah. It does smother everything, and most invasive needs weeds in New Zealand are pretty damaging, and they're just not in, you know, they're in a different environment to what they originally grew in. They've got, you know, no competitors. They've got a different climate, and they just kind of our native stuff doesn't stand a chance against it, unfortunately. Weed control is a massive thing. Pest control and weed control is often conservation in New Zealand. It's just kind of killing things.
It sounds kind of fun. I mean, just going up there and just, like, I love weeding the garden when I have the
right, yeah.
It's a good time.
I think, we're moving in a direction where with weed control and pest control, trying to do it, like, once and really well, you know, so it's not just this continuous cycle. We want to, like, try and do these things and then it be gone forever and not have to do it again. And especially in terms of pest control, because it's not nice to keep killing things. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of what we have to do.
Yeah.
So that's why eradication projects are actually great, because it's getting rid of something once and then it's gone. You know, you don't have to keep
worrying about it
continuously. Yeah. Controlling and yeah, because yeah. We don't want to, yeah, no one wants to be killing things, you know.
No, it's a little bit dark. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit dark. I think that's all the time we have this morning for Greening Out. Thank you so much for talking about so many different things.
Yeah, no worries.
It was great. Yeah, yeah. You probably heard the giveaway earlier that we're doing for Marlon Streaming.
Yeah.
So Marlon Streaming has a new album out called Hurl, which is our album of the week. And we're currently running a giveaway. We're giving away one of the Marlon Streaming Hurl t-shirts. If you want to enter the giveaway, text into 0212 Radio 1 and let me know what you think Marlon does besides dreaming in his spare time. Do you know what Marlon does in his spare time?
Probably a bit of thinking.
Probably a bit of thinking?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he does any restoration ecology work?
Oh, for sure. He seems like a cool guy.
He does. He sure does. We've got a couple of requests from you. We've got Case of the Mondays on Sunday by Night Lunch. Is this your favourite from their new EP?
No, I think my favourite is the same as yours.
Oh, Dog Show?
Yeah.
It's just that ascending thing on Clune's Dilibo.
Yeah, ascending. It's very, very car-like.
Yeah, very car-like. Yeah. Totally. Well, thank you very much for joining me. Here is Night Lunch with Case of the Mondays on Sunday. And if people want to follow Prudy Tuneaton, can they just follow you?
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and... report any possums to our report a possum form.
Hell yeah, that's awesome. All right, here's Night Lunch with Case of the Mondays on Sunday. I'll see y'all soon for some more chats.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.